On this Brian Golf Show, Melissa and I are going to recap the weekend at Innisbrook Resort for Battle at the Bay with Steez and Tees. She just had a golf lesson with her instructor, Wes Altice. We're going to talk about that, see how that's going, because she has this amazing hate, love, hate relationship with the game of golf and actually hitting golf balls. So we're going to talk about that. And then there is a secret golf course just outside of Jacksonville, Florida, where we live. And the rumor is that you got to spend $1 million to play it. I'm now currently scheming. We schemed this past weekend with friends on how we can actually play this golf course. So we're going to talk about that and more next.
The Brian Golf Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
It's Mel and Brian again, the Brian Golf Show. It's presented by Cobra Puma Golf, and we record this every day from, or every day that we do a podcast, we record it from our Brian Golf Studios. That's what I've named them, by the way, the Brian Golf Studios.
Well, and I was going to ask, if I'm on the pod every day, why is it the Brian Golf Show?
I don't know. Is your name on the building? Huh?
Oh, here we go.
Everywhere I look,
I'm
all
too tired
I see is
to argue. I don't know. You can have it.
I don't care if Mel and Brian and Mel.
No, moving on.
What should we rename the pod?
We're not.
I think it should be called the Brian and Mel Show.
Because I'm not going to be on all the time.
I want you to be on all the time. I like when my wife is on. So here's what we got going on. This past weekend, we were at Innisbrook Resort. We talked about Battle at the Bay last week when we relaunched the podcast. An amazing time, but definitely like weather is always a factor. There's a hurricane or a tropical storm that has turned into a hurricane. So we kind of dealt with that a little bit. Lots of rain in the afternoon. And on Sunday for the final round, we actually had to shorten it to 9 holes because of incoming weather. So we got the event in.
You say a lot of rain. It rained a lot when we weren't on the course. Truthfully, Saturday, I thought it was going to be horrible. The radar, I mean, it showed rain all over us. And I would say there was only 2 times that we didn't even get off the golf course. We just took cover. One time was pretty funny.
It was bad.
It was like, thank God there was a ton of trees and we hid under them, but it was like a hurricane coming through there. At one point, I remember looking at Ryan Hardenbrook and I'm like, are you sure we're okay? Like, it is so windy. Like, everybody's hats were flying off. Like, it was crazy, but that lasted all of 30 minutes, and then we had one other time that was 10 minutes. So I think we got extremely lucky as far as the rain goes. We were able to get 3.5 rounds in. I truly thought Saturday was going to be a bust. Even when we teed off, they were like, yeah, good luck. Like, you're not going to get that extra round in. So
right. Well, it was good.
Yeah.
We did,
it split.
It was good.
Like, right when it got to us, it, like, split. It was cool.
We got the event in. We got to congratulate our winners, Derek and Wes. They're going to be going to Victoria now for the Victational, which is, it's crazy. It's like 3.5 weeks away from right now.
Yeah, 3 weeks from Friday.
Which Victoria National is. I guess I can say it. I am not competing at the Victational. The rule was I had to win an event, no wild card points for me. So I'm not playing in the Victational, but I am playing 3 rounds of golf, maybe even more at Victoria National, because it's a golf course. It's just, it needs to be played by me. That's
yeah. So do we go through our lineup real quick of who is going with us?
Yeah. So after Innisbrook, we are.
Things shook up a little differently than I thought they were, which is exciting.
There was scenarios.
Well,
because Boylan got into the shootout and he was already a wild card, but if he would have won, that would have freed up a wild card spot. It would have changed everything.
We didn't expect Tebow and Wes to play in this event. They came in at a local spot. We did the local spots and they jumped in because they're like right around the street. But anyways, it was awesome. It was so unexpected. And then for them to go and win, it was just cool because it was looking like it was just going to be like our super, super like.
Well, the people that played in the most events.
Correct.
Basically.
Correct. So for them to only have played in Battle at the Beach together and then come in and win this event and go, it was cool.
Yeah.
I liked the way that it all shook out.
But you know what? Before we go into the lineup, I do want to say, because this is kind of the point of our events, if, you know, we talk about it a little bit, Derek Tebow played in the very first Players' Cup, which was 2 Players' Cups ago. And over two years ago, that's when we met all these people for the most part. And he came in, introduced Joe to us.
Yep.
So it was Joe and Derek. All right, go a year later, you know, Derek played, they both played in Battle at the Beach. And then Derek played in Players' Cup. Joe missed Players' Cup last year. But this year, Derek played with Battle at the Beach with his cousin, Wes. That was the first time Wes played an event. So then Joe comes back, plays in Bay Hill Steez Meet, introduces us to his buddy, Jason Hall. Well, now Jason Hall ends up playing without Joe Hendricks at Forest Dunes at Battle at the Loop, ends up winning, putting him in the Invitational. And now, basically, after Derek and Wes win this one, there's Joe Hendricks chilling there. His buddies are playing in this event with us on a, like a very tight, you know, there's only going to be 10, 11 total people, meaning like counting you.
Yeah, I was going to say 8 players and then...
me, you, and Keith Lally might come in a sweet spot and do some photography. So I think it's really cool how it just kind of works out. And, you know, if you stick with us, man, every once in a while, we're going to reward you with something cool. And that's what this trip to Victoria National is going to be. So... our winners of Battle at the Beach, Chet and Jared, they're out. Having a baby and work. All right. They're not having a baby together, but they're having a baby. That frees up 2 more spots for the wild card. Jason Hall and Matt Hansen, they won Battle at the Loop, Forest Dunes. So they're the first winner spot. All right. So they're in Victoria National. And then this one. So Derek and Wes went in a shootout. Boylan, you know, he gets that first wild card spot. He's played in Battle at the Loop, Battle at the Beach, and
Todd gets the first. Battle at the Bay. Todd has more points. Not after this event. Not after this one.
Boylan is the wild card king. Yep. He got second in 2 of these events. Yep. So he deserves to be going there. So it will be Boylan and Todd Sabach, second at Battle at the Beach as well.
Yep.
And then third at Battle at the Loop.
Yep.
Ryan Hardenbrook and Johan Seo.
Yeah, that's where it sits as of right now. Unless one of them says they can't make it, then we go next in points, which I think next in points would be Keith.
Lally.
Keith would play with Ryan. Yep. Or if Ryan can't. So, but that right now is where the field is set. Everybody has till about tonight at midnight to let us know. Everybody's known where they kind of sat on the points. So if there was even a chance of them playing, they were well aware that they were in the running for it. So they had plenty of time to prepare.
So we're 3.5 weeks away from that.
Yes.
And I couldn't be more pumped to get to the type of golf course the Victoria National is. And I mean, to the point where we're even considering, and I think that going there is probably going to seal the deal for you, but we're considering joining Dormy Network.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much already joined.
I'm still holding out and trying to get you to go to Tim Aquana. I want to be a member of Tim Aquana so bad. I want to play that golf course all the time so bad. But Dormy Network would be a really cool opportunity. And for us to, you know, host events there and do all that, it makes sense.
Just to kind of be able to meet up with people, host people, do that kind of deal. I think it's cool. And what Dormy's doing, I really like. They're constantly adding new courses as well. So it's just a cool opportunity to be able to get involved. And some of these guys will never be able to play Dormy. So to be able to allow people that would never be able to play to be able to play.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
To go into a place like Victoria National where you can't just go to Vic.
Right.
You know, so
a Dormy Club, stuff like that, like to do a meet at Dormy Club. It would be cool. They've got that new clubhouse they're building and the lodging and all that. Like it'd be cool.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to kind of going home for me, Indiana.
I was going to say, getting back out of Florida, I never really liked it. And then we went to the Loop. And now I'm like, where are we going? We're going up north again, right? We're going up north again, right?
Forest
I just
Dunes,
like golf
please.
Up there. It's so different.
Yeah.
And again, I said it before. I think it's just because it's so different than what I'm used to. It really is like a break.
Well, Southern Indiana in summer is the armpit of the world. It is hot, muggy, miserable. There's nothing good about Evansville, Indiana.
I just don't want it to rain.
But now we get into October. You should not get into too much rain in October here in a month for Victoria National. We've got a nice fire pit right outside our little cabin, the lodging. If you look up Vic, you'll see all this. That's where we're staying, right there on the 18th hole. So all of that, everyone's going to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited to not have to do anything. There's nothing for us to do other than to just go and hang out.
I can show you Evansville.
I mean, I'm good.
Green River Road, baby. Let's travel it.
Pass.
Yeah, I can take you to all sorts of nice spots.
I'd rather somebody pick my fingernails off one by one.
Anyone that knows Evansville.
Go hang out in Evansville.
Anyone that knows Evansville knows what this place is.
If you live in Evansville, I'm sorry.
It's not a bad place.
I just don't want a vacation there.
It's not a bad place. It's just, it's interesting.
At Victoria National.
It's interesting. So we're going to do that. And then after that, Players Cup. And we're already ready for that. And, you know, basically a lot of the players have been playing in these events. They all play in Players Cup. Me and D Hunt just didn't show up for Battle at the Bay. We really struggled round 1. Got off to a bad start. probably if we would have got off to a better start round one, we could have competed better.
Yeah,
in after even round two.
We all had a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, but we were, whatever it was, 6 or 7 under in scramble. We shot 65. Then we were 1 under on our 9 holes to finish yesterday. Well, what
Daniel
is Sunday?
Daniel played really good yesterday.
So that was really big. Like, we did really good on the last 2 rounds. Mm-hmm. We just needed more golf. And unfortunately, that's just not how these tournaments work.
We just needed to start sooner.
Start better. Yeah, that's the deal. So, but it was still a good time. We'll see him at Players Cup.
And enough of these lessons and I'm going to be your partner. It's not going to matter.
So that's really, I mean, that's like a dream of mine. It'd be really fun to play golf with you in an event. I even if it's just like we need a scramble event. You could play in our Stableford event.
Yeah, I could.
You are going to play in Steve's Meets. So talk to me about your lessons. Talk to me about your lessons. This is lesson number 2 with our friend Wes Altice. He's the director of instruction at Topgolf in Jacksonville. And he comes, we're that bougie. Mel's that bougie. And I'm just as bougie.
I was going to say, you worked with them just fine today in the AC.
It was nice. I did. Especially because it was pouring rain and it's done nothing but pour rain.
I just don't
today. Like
to be outside in the elements practicing. And plus, I like to see instantly. Like, I like to be able to see what my ball is doing. And for
like
me,
the numbers and the club. So, you want the data. That
and
come
I just,
along with
I like being in here. So, my second lesson, number one lesson with getting lessons that I learned today is never schedule a lesson after you've been out of town and you're exhausted because I woke up this morning knowing I was tired. I haven't been feeling good all weekend. The pressure in the air and the storm has just kind of wrecked me a little bit. I'm exhausted. And so I came in today so tired, but it ended up being a really, really, really good lesson. I lost my swing somewhere between where he left and yesterday. It was so bad to the point where I was like almost in tears. I mean, I would hit a ball and I couldn't make contact. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? I called him. I'm like, Wes, I need you. And he instantly was like, yep, got you. So he got me back on track. And it wasn't like big tweaks. It's just little like movements that I just lose track of. And he's like, oh, instantly. I mean, I took 2 swings and he's like, nope. All right, I got you. He showed me. And I mean, it was incredible. So it feels great. I'm back to, but I was exhausted. I mean, I was getting tired. I kept switching out with you. Your lesson was supposed to be after me. And I'm like, can you hit some balls? Cause I was just tired, but this weekend kind of kicked my ass. It takes me a little while to recover from the events. And this event wasn't even like that busy, but I just think overall, I was just physically, mentally exhausted, and going into a lesson was rough. But Wes is so patient with me.
Well, because she hits a ball and she's like, shit. As soon as she hits it, she reacts to every shot, every bad shot.
And so for me, I feel like I'm a really hard student though, because I'm not consistent whatsoever. I'll hit it really good. And the next, and he's like, so what'd you do different? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, but I am getting to the point now where I do know, which is a really cool feeling. Like I can say like, oh, I dropped my shoulder. Oh, I did this. Or, oh, I was too fast. And I never knew that before. And that's only after 2 lessons. So it's extremely encouraging. I think I am going to make him come a little bit more often and not like, he doesn't suggest it. It's not like, you need me coming every week. But for me, I do better when he's behind me and he resets me. He goes, this is what you're doing. This is what you need to do. So I think I'm going to have him start coming weekly.
And I can't even, like the other day, you know, we were sitting here and you were telling me that he was coming back. And I was like, thank God, because you took a couple swings. And I'm like, I actually don't know anything. Yeah, I don't know at all how to reset you back.
Beautiful again. So I think if I can consistently have him looking at me, and he reminds me through my swing, you know, he'll go as soon as I set up, he tells me what he knows I'm struggling with. And mentally, it clicks and I hit the purest shot of my life. So I think just for a little while, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna have him come in, you know, more often. And like I said, he's just so patient with me, and he's encouraging, and he's everything that I ever needed in an instructor. So I like having him around. I do. I like having him around.
Well, for me, what I like is when, you know, as far as he's perfect for demeanor wise for you, right? He gets it. He works with players that have never touched a golf club in their life a lot.
Yeah.
And you've touched golf club a lot in the last 3-4 years, but you...
I've never known what I was doing.
You just kind of figured it out on your own, and you'd hit great shots, and you'd go a month, and you'd play good. You'd hit good golf shots, and then it would just go away.
But I would never know what it was going to do or where. If I hit a good shot, I didn't know what I did to make it be a good shot. I always felt like I was doing the same thing every time. And so he's really allowed me to break that down and go, okay, this is why you're feeling this. And I do, I now know as soon as I hit it, he's like, what was it? And it's like, I got handsy, or, I didn't rotate. Or so it's really cool. It's really encouraging. And I obviously have so far to go. And I joke around all the time. And I'm like, God, I need to find a new hobby. But I really do enjoy it. It's just, it's the most frustrating game ever. And so, but to be on track and to know what I need to be doing and why things work the way that they do is extremely encouraging. Cause I was never at that. I'd hit a good shot, didn't know what I did, go and do it again. And so that's the most frustrating thing. So now to reset and go, okay, take it back. This is what you did. This is what, and I do, and I redo it, and mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, yeah. I did it. So,
but you resisted lessons for a long time.
Oh yeah. Well, because I wasn't comfortable. I'm like, one, it's embarrassing to feel like you have no idea and you're putting a lot on that instructor. Like, it's a lot for Wes to sit there and
go
over the same thing that he's told me 15 times. And it's like, come on, chick, get it together. And he never makes me, like, he never once has made me feel like, just get it together. Like I've told you 15 times to do it. He'll do the drill with me 100 times and have the same attitude he did the first time that he did. So I think it can be tough. It can be intimidating to stand in front of somebody and show all your flaws and look like an idiot. It's a lot. So, yeah. But it has helped that Wes is a friend of ours. Friend or not, that's just who he is. Mm-hmm. So to find him and be able to have somebody that I'm comfortable with has been great.
Well, he's the only instructor that we have his card up here. He's the only instructor that we're going to actually have. If he wants to bring in students, he can bring him in here.
Yeah.
We've allotted that time for him. You know, it obviously as it fits in our schedule between fittings and things like that. I think it's great. It brings people in here. You know, as far as, people that maybe they're used to golf on the big box store kind of deal and, you know, how you buy clubs when you go to the pro shop. But to be able to like get a lesson here and then see kind of what we do,
well, not
kind of double
about
dip a little
people
bit.
People looking at you either. And I truly, like, I don't care what you think about me, but I feel stupid when I whiff and just completely miss a ball. Yes, everybody's started, everybody's done it, everybody still does it. There's times where you'll shank a ball and it's like, oh, okay, yep, y'all still do it. But it's very intimidating to go out there. So to provide an environment that you can kind of just be by yourself, have that one-on-one, see your numbers. I love it. So to be able to offer people that, it's exciting. Or if you want the Topgolf experience and you want to go out there and, you know, lights and sounds and everything, there's, go see him, please, please, please. But yeah, we just to be able to be indoors is a nice change of pace.
I like it too, because I get to pick his brain and work with him a little bit.
Right.
I've inherited him as my guy.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
We like him. We're going to keep him around a little bit.
Yeah. I like that. So I was showing him, I talked to him about this, the secret golf course.
Yeah. Oh, are we going to touch on that?
I want to touch up on this.
Okay. Let's
okay. Because I want to get the ball rolling on this. Okay.
We're going to do another pod on this, I think.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say is I'm not going to roll this out just yet because we've got a plan. We got to get more information on this plan. But, and maybe we can even call up these people and we can get them on the pod.
Yeah, we need a little bit more information on how it's going, how it works.
Okay, but here's the deal. So, a dude named Chandler's in here last week and he is going through a gapping session with me and we're just going through his clubs, you know, loft-wise, doing all that. And he's talking to me about White Oak Conservation. White Oak Conservation is a little 9-hole golf course in northern Florida, just north of Jacksonville. I need you to know that this is middle of nowhere. And there's this 9-hole golf course that has a bunch of tees, so you can play it a couple different ways. That way, you know, you're getting the full experience like an 18-hole golf course. You're surrounded in a conservation by endangered and exotic animals. I don't know them all, but like rhinos and cheetahs or whatever, and big cats. And
yeah.
It's not quite Tiger King, but it is a conservation. So that's a big part of it. I believe every time you go spend money out there, you know, obviously bucks go to the conservation area or the side of it.
Yes.
To pay for these. So he's telling me all this stuff about it. And I'm like, yeah, I've heard all about this and I want to go. I mean, it's on the list of things I want to do. And he's like, yeah, but do you know about the other golf course? And I said, what do you mean? Well, we're out there, he says, and we drive off down this cart path. We took a wrong turn, and next thing we know, we are on this pristine hole. It's got checkered fairways. Bunkers are white sand. We have no clue. This is totally not the golf course we were just playing a second
ago.
Right. Okay. And I said, no, well, I've never heard of any of this. He goes, okay, so there is another 18-hole golf course out there. The owner of White Oak is also the owner of the LA Dodgers, the baseball team. This is for you, Mel, the baseball team, just in case you didn't know the LA Dodgers.
Yeah, I got it.
He takes care of this golf course, and it never gets played. There's no information on it. When I tried to Google it, it said it was like a Pete Dye design, something along those lines. They had plans of in 2018 of making a Pete Dye design golf course. There's some very Pete Dye-esque design characteristics to it when you look at it on a map. But I asked Chandler, I was like, dude, have you ever like Google mapped this stuff? You know, like satellite image? He's like, no, I never thought about it. So I did. And there is a pristine golf course.
Right next to it.
Next to the 9-hole golf course and the conservation. How is this possible? Like, how do I not know this existed? How is it not the number one topic of conversation around these parts? It's an hour north of us, hour and a half north of us. Like, why? So it turns out you apparently have to pay or donate $1 million to play the golf course.
We're going to do it.
I don't know, but we got to figure out. Okay, here's the thing. We don't have $1 million to donate. So she says, we're going to do it.
We have plans. Going to try to do it.
We have plans. Okay. Now, this is why we have to do another pod on this. And this is why we have to gather more information before we launch this plan. Do you become a member?
Right. Can we bring an event there? Or is it just you pay $1 million, you get to play it once and then you're done. Like, cool. Thanks for the donation. Bye-bye now. Or can we actually, even if we could bring one event there, I think it would be worth it. But we have to be able to bring a group of people there or it doesn't make sense.
No, I need to become...
I could buy my own golf course. It might be a shitty one.
It'd be a shitty golf course for $1 million.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah.
But I could buy my own at that point and do whatever I wanted.
Okay, so the only way this makes any sense, and I think we got to touch up on our plan, all right? But... because we're just going down this. We just talked way too much about a secret golf course that hopefully causes a little bit of a stir here just by the word getting out.
If anybody knows about it.
That's exactly what this is.
Let us know.
We need to discover this, okay? So
somebody's got to know somebody.
If we can become members of this golf course.
Yes.
And then bring people out to it as normal guest rate kind of deal, then our plan makes sense.
Correct.
Our plan is basically, you know, we figured it up.
We didn't make this plan.
No.
Somebody else came to us and said, this is what you guys should do.
Zach Tyler. All right. I'm calling him out. Swish Guy 12. You know, he was talking about it. He said he's going to be the first to donate.
Yeah.
And he was actually going to cover like two donations. You know, he's like covering two people. So that lets
every
one
single
person.
One, and if you added my followers as well.
That's just it.
Every person just needs to give like $25.
Is that what it was?
Well, if it was every single one of your followers, it was $36, I think, is what Zach
okay,
said.
Okay, exactly.
So let's just roughly, and I'm going to put it out there because I don't put it out there much. All of my followers are real. None of them are bought.
Well,
on either
they might
our,
be.
Wait, they might be bogus, but I'm saying like none of them are like bought. I've never gone and bought. Everybody has bullshit followers. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like, so we could realistically, if I've got 52,000 followers, realistically just say 4,500, I mean 45,000. Say 45,000, and then you've got, say, 20,000.
30K, doesn't matter.
Say 60,000 total.
Combined between the two of us.
So 1 million divided by 60,000.
All right, ready? I'm doing the math here. You just, 1
we
million.
We should be able to do that in our head.
Divided by
60,000.
60,000. Wow, we need $17 per person.
$17 per person. I feel like one of those infomercials with the dog, and it's like this slow Sheryl Crow music or whoever it is.
That's the Dane. That's the Dane Cook thing. He's like 15
oh
fucking
my
cents.
God. So yeah,
save Geppetto over
so,
there.
$20 a person. $25 a person, and we will be able to get this membership and bring whoever we want out to this preserve. So I don't know. We're gonna see. I don't feel like that's asking for much.
The thing is you said that with a serious face.
Because I'm serious.
But it's just funny in everything going on in the world.
It's $25. Okay. Here's another thing I'm going to touch on because we're on the subject. I'm like so exhausted. I don't even care. People can judge me on what comes out of my mouth. But we have people that want discounts on things and they want, oh, things are tough right now, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Things have been tough for Brian and I before, maybe even now.
Still are. I mean,
so it's always a hustle. It's always a grind. Don't come to me and tell me that you don't have $25. $50, whatever it might be for something that you want. And then me see you at the bar that night buying drinks for all of your friends. Everybody's got the money. It's just what they choose to prioritize it on.
And we're trying to prioritize it.
And so
by getting a golf course membership.
I'm not saying you have to give me your $25. I'm just saying, be honest. Just tell somebody, hey, that's not what my priority is. My priority isn't buying this such and such or playing in this event. And that's completely fine. I'm just saying, everybody's got $25. Everybody.
I'm telling you right now.
Don't go to McDonald's for 2 days.
I would do $25 immediately if I knew there was a chance that I could play this golf. So, but all of this, because this is a podcast, you don't get the visual of this place. And this might not even be a thing that's possible. They might be like, no. No, the rumor is that we're coming up with here that it's $1 million to play it, maybe a membership. What if it's just to play it once? All right, then this whole thing is kiboshed. Stupid. It's stupid.
But anyways, give me your $25.
Venmo's Brian Goff. Venmo's Brian Goff. Do you have a Venmo?
Stees and Tees.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So yeah. Stees and Tees. Well, Brian Goff's better.
Yeah. I don't think we could do $1 million through Venmo and them not shut us down.
Yeah, but if it would be a GoFundMe. We would GoFundMe.
Yeah, for sure.
So if this all goes down, we're going to gather the information. We're going to see if we can do it. And we're going to join a golf club. It's going to cost us $1 million. We're going to need your donations. And then we're going to donate it and we're going to help the rhinos. We're going to save rhinos. We're going to save cheetahs. We're going to save Carol Baskins.
And I don't want to save her. I don't want to save her.
I don't know. She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I just started watching Tiger King, by the way, like 3 days ago. That was actually the worst part about Battle at the Bay for both of us. You in bed wanted to whip out the laptop and watch Schitt's Creek.
All I want to do is watch Schitt's Creek. It's like my favorite thing right now. I've never laughed harder in my life. I don't like laugh at shows, and Brian actually gets mad when we watch shows together because he's like, that was fucking funny. How do you not think that's funny? I'm like, no, it's actually pretty stupid. I laugh so hard at this show, I literally snort. It's bad, it's the funniest fucking show I've ever seen. So that's all. I wanted to watch it. I was sick. I didn't feel good, so I didn't get to watch it. And all Brian wants to do is watch Tiger King.
I'm going
to
watch Tiger King. Well, so I got to come back to the shop tonight and build some golf club. I got like 3 or 4 sets of clubs I got to build and start tonight.
About a bunch of nothing.
No, this is a bunch of good stuff. I hope you made it to the end because the end was the most important part. We're going to save the rhinos, save the tigers.
Not Carol Baskins.
We're not worried about her. She's doing just fine.
I think it would be so awesome to be able to say that Stees and Tees donated $1 million to the rhinos, to whatever it is, and then throw a badass event at this conservation.
So, White Oak Conservation. I need everyone to search it. I need everyone to Google it.
Which White Oak Conservation? The 9-hole course is freaking awesome.
They have giraffes.
They have everything.
Oh my gosh, they have giraffes. Everything.
And you can like go right up to.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. Oh, that's a skeleton. Oh, because this is probably in the conservation indoor part. Okay, I was like, that's a skeleton. Yeah.
But the whole thing is like super cool. The whole grounds. It's really cool. We might get people that hit us up and go, oh my God, they actually blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear that.
What if we did that maybe this weekend or something?
Went out
there? Oh my God, is that cheetah?
Yeah, the baby.
Baby cheetah. Oh, wow. Man. All right. So maybe what we do is we go out there this weekend.
We'll do a YouTube video, slow music, and baby cheetahs.
Oh, and get the money. And then and at the end, it's $25 so we can play this badass secret golf.
Exactly.
We're going to make a commercial for that. That's exactly what we're going to do. Doing.
Nick, be ready. Nick Matthew, I'm going to need you.
I'm going to need that drone to go get some footage here of this secret golf course. And White Oak Conservation, when this pod goes live, I'm gonna make sure to have this on to tomorrow on Instagram. It's just the video, the screenshot, and match with the audio of us kind of talking about it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna actually as soon as we press stop on the record button here, I'm gonna record another thing. It's gonna be a voiceover for this podcast.
It's gonna be Sarah McLachlan,
I can get that music. We're doing it. All right, that's it for the podcast. We'll talk next Tuesday, but make sure and check this on IG, Brian Golf, Steez and Tees. We're gonna put it up, today or tomorrow. I'm sorry.
He never gives me a plug. Never.
Mel Show Golf always. I'm just saying, look, the name of our two businesses, this was by your choice too, is Brian Golf and Steez and Tees. And I don't know what you're going to post on yours. Right now, I just took 30 pictures that weren't good enough for your Instagram. So, yeah. And it's not because wasn't a good photographer. It was because you just didn't like the way you look.
Yeah.
Before we close this, how can you be so beautiful and not like the way you look?
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to get brownie points here. I'm serious. And that goes for everyone. Everyone. See?
We're moving on. Go back to the $1 million.
When I see a picture of me in my golf swing, I'm like, that is nasty. And it's because it's really nasty.
I'm going to go practice.
All right. Sarah McLachlan, cue it. Goodbye.
Spend all your time with